Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Wendy Burrow Johnson, president of Next One Interactive, as well as president of Resort and Residence TV, which is starting its show today, Yacht TV. Thanks for joining us today, Wendy.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Great. Now, yeah, so talk to us about, start out by talking to us about Resort and Residence TV and the show.
Resort and Residence launched on DirecTV on November 6th, and we're also in a couple of Comcast markets. We're currently in a little over 25 million subscriber households throughout the United States. We actually, because we focus on these two very strong verticals, real estate and travel, and because they're both industries that, as we all know, are having difficulties because of the economy, they are industries that realize that they have perishable goods. You know, as a realtor or a broker, you don't want the house staying on the market for 180, 360, 720 days looking to sell those as quickly as you can and get the maximum price. And whether you are in the hospitality or travel industry, whether you're an airline, a cruise line, a hotel property, you can't make up the revenue tomorrow for what you lost in unsold seats, unsold cabins, unsold rooms today. So from us, our perspective, it's a very interesting place to be programming to consumers around two huge passion categories, vacation travel and real estate. And from a business perspective, it's very advantageous to us to be focused in those areas because there are marketers and advertisers that really need to reach out and make a very attractive deals available to as big an audience as they can who are ready to take action. So it's been kind of exciting, and as you mentioned, yes, we're just going to begin to program a new programming series called Yacht TV, which allows viewers to see some of the greatest wonderful yachts around the world and also have the opportunity to charter these yachts and have your own staff and your own chef and do what you want with your friends and your family on these yachts. So, you know, from our perspective, we make money in that type of series, both from the advertising and sponsorship of specific yachts and related products, but also from the transaction of helping the yacht owners actually do the charter transaction. And I think that's what's kind of special about the company in general when you look at, and I know you have, Next One Interactive, Inc., NXOI, you see that we're really a diversified media company. The company's heritage is in both real estate and travel, and we own travel businesses, and we actually operate with a number of real estate brokers that are our real estate brokers. What that allows us to do is, you know, although we are out there selling every day, traditionally, like any network would, advertising and sponsorships, we're kind of unique because we're also using the media to drive incremental business to both our real estate and travel businesses. So we generate revenue from transactions, whether it is sharing in the sales commission of the sale of a house, you know, from a realtor that we've sent a lead to based on somebody saying they're interested in that house, and the realtor then shares 25% of their sales commission with us. And if you look at the travel side, where we may do great trips around about the Caribbean, our Mop and Tour and Extraordinary Vacations travel divisions are able to actually book those trips, and we get the booking commission and the referral fees if we send it on to a specialized agent. And then we also are in the travel side because Mop and Tour is actually a company that sells tour packages, and we generate the incremental revenue from selling those tours to people as well. So that's
well, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty unique business model.
It really is kind of, you know, so it's media, but it's also, you know, very targeted businesses that we own. So the media drives not only, is the media up there and all the revenue that you think of that comes from being a media company, but then, if you expand that, it's using the media to also drive incremental revenue to the two businesses that we are focused in, real estate and travel. The other thing that really, I think, differentiates us is we are committed to interactive applications. And we are on DirecTV, and next year, hopefully, we'll have. We are in the process of finalizing negotiations with the other large satellite player in the space, as well as with a number of the cable MSOs. So we actually believe that Resort and Residence will be in over 45 million homes with a full-time channel. And then we are doing video on demand, pure transactional based opportunities with the largest MSOs in the cable side to be able to sell real estate and also sell travel packages directly through the video on demand and interactive technologies on television.
So more advertising revenue, more
transactional revenue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, great, and so bring us up to speed with the regarding the revenue partnership with American Outdoorsman.
American Outdoorsman actually owns is the producer of probably one of the best known outdoor adventure series that has been aired on broadcast stations across this country, and they're continuing to expand in the outdoor adventure space. We have a partnership with American Outdoorsman in which they are, starting this week, running the American Outdoorsman series on Resort and Residence TV. They are also using our commercial inventory to promote their newest endeavor, which is the American Outdoorsman Outdoor Adventure Club, which is basically a travel club that books everything from hunting and fishing and kayaking to outdoor photography focused trips that in many cases are celebrity hosted. And American Outdoorsman has selected Next One Interactive's travel division to be the exclusive travel booking partner. So all of those trips will be, all the travel arrangements for those trips will be booked through our Extraordinary Vacations travel division. And right now the projections from American Outdoorsman is they are looking to do this year at least 10 trips that are celebrity-hosted trips. And they are anticipating that they will have at least 2,000 participants or travelers in each of those trips. So if you just take that as a minimum, you're talking about at least 20,000 trips being booked through our Extraordinary Vacations group. In addition to that, American Outdoorsman is using Resort and Residence as part of the partnership to also promote their new children's series, which is the American Outdoors Kids Show that will be available on broadcast stations across the country. They'll be promoting that on Resort and Residence TV, but also during the American Outdoors Kids Show, they'll be featuring different outdoor adventure destinations, and they will be referring parents of these children, if they want to take their family on this type of trip, directly to Next One's Extraordinary Vacations division to book those trips. So, again, from our perspective, that partnership really exemplifies what we think really makes this company, somewhat unique in that, yes, we have sponsorship dollars being generated. Yes, we have advertising revenues being generated. But in this partnership, we are also generating the transactional revenues and, increasing the business of our travel division through this partnership. There's other things we're going to be doing together. They are going to be going around the world from Australia and Africa and Europe doing some, very high-end outdoor adventure specials, and we'll be co-producing and getting the sponsorships together with American Outdoorsman. So, from our perspective, it's a very exciting partnership. We kind of see the future You know, outdoor adventure is a huge passion category, not traditionally to men, but now equally to men and women as well as to children. We see a huge opportunity in this partnership, and we're really excited about, you know, where this is headed in 2010.
Well, certainly. And so do you believe Next One Interactive is pretty well positioned to take advantage of some of the new trends as far as traveling and the way that, you know, revenue is made from, you know, to increase through traveling?
Oh, absolutely. I think that when you look at, you know, the opportunity is huge. If you look at, you know, just the cruise industry, for example, this is kind of new to me, but I never realized how few Americans actually have ever taken a cruise, and less than 20% of the population has ever been on a cruise. And now that, you know, there are the challenges for the travel and hospitality industry, there are deals available to consumers that weren't available before, and that is allowing for much more trial by consumers. So we're very well positioned to take advantage and actually to create a new, quote, customer base. We're also, when we look at the company, we really look at it as a diversified media, an integrated media company, meaning that in addition to the television play and our video on demand play, we are also going to be launching a radio play, R&R Radio, an internet radio-based distribution service by the end of January. And we're also in the process of developing mobile applications so that people can check for travel trips that they want to take, current pricing for travel through their phones, as well as real estate. You know, you're looking in a certain area and you want to see which properties are available in the price range or the type of home you're looking for, and you'll be able to do that with a mobile phone as well. So we're trying to be as nimble as we can, both with the advances in technology, in the advances in media, as well as the ever-changing climate, both in real estate and travel and hospitality industries.
Well, great answer, Wendy. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of the key management at Next One.
Sure. If you look at the team at Next One Interactive, the company really has very, very strong backgrounds in the two verticals. I mean, starting with our chairman, Jim White, our vice chairman and CEO, Bill Kirby, they all come out of a huge background in the travel industry, as does Tom Armstrong, who is our VP of advertising, sales, and marketing. So the team really is very strong in the travel space, as well as in the real estate space. Before I joined the company, the company had acquired a company called HPC Loop Technology that was focused entirely on real estate. So, again, we have some leaders in the real estate brokerage area and also some expertise in the whole genre of bank-owned real estate that we are becoming more and more expert in because people in our team have experience there. And then my background is in the media. I have both been an executive in the advertising agency side with both McCann Erickson and DMB&B, and I've been on-air consumer reporter, health reporter for ABC, and I've run 10 different cable programming networks ranging from American Medical Television, that was a joint venture of NBC Cable and the American Medical Association, to Brand Shopping Network, that was actually the first branded interactive shopping play, to Healthy Living Channel, Beauty and Fashion Channel, the Men's Channel, Men's Outdoor and Recreation Channel, iShop TV, the list goes on. But what is, you know, I guess I would say my expertise is in, you know, launching unrated networks and being able to build out networks with multiple revenue streams, making it very appealing to viewers, but also making it appealing to marketers and making sure, above everything else, that, you know, these networks get are headed on a path to profitability as quickly as possible. So I think
well, great. And so what are some of the goals that the team has in mind for the upcoming year?
I think first and foremost is the, you know, the expansion. We're very happy with our rollout of Resort and Residence. You'll see, you know, new programming lineups. You'll also see more original programming. You'll also see our distribution quickly grow from, like I said, almost 26 million households to over 45 million households by the, you know, by sometime in the second, by the at least in, by the end of the second quarter, probably sooner than that. You will see our advertising and sponsorship revenue continue to expand and grow incrementally. You'll also see the revenues in our from our transactional businesses in terms of real estate and travel grow exponentially, particularly because both of those lend themselves very well to all the on-demand technologies that allow for the transaction to actually take place. So we're pretty confident that we have somewhat of a unique business model, and, you know, we have a team that is dedicated to making it work. So I think, you know, again, you know, nothing in this world, you know, it's always changing, but we think that our model makes sense and that it's a manageable model, and it's also a model that from a business perspective is not dependent solely on just one stream of revenue, but that they all work together.
And so do you think that the company's model and the investment story is appreciated by the investment community?
I would hope so. I think it's something to look at. I mean, if you look at, you know, you can look at this, you know, a couple of different ways. You can look at valuations today of, you know, just pure media programming networks and, you know, the recent transaction of the Travel Channel. And change of ownership there shows you what the valuations of Travel Channel, Weather Channel, there's a whole host of them that you can look at as comparables, and you can discount, even if you discount us on that level for less subscribers than they have, it puts us in a pretty strong position. But then when you add to it the potential revenues that can be generated through both the real estate and travel division, that we're using the media efforts and the cost of being in the media business to not just build the media company and the media asset and position it for the future with all the interactive and on-demand technologies, but we're also using that same cost basis to be able to expand the revenues in both real estate and travel. I think it is an attractive, sort of unique opportunity to be looked at by investors.
Well, and once again, joining us today is Wendy Burrow Johnson, president of Next One Interactive, as well as Resort Residence TV, one of the company's subsidiaries, which trades on the bulletin board. Ticker symbol is NXOI. So before we conclude, Wendy, just to quickly rehash, what do you believe investors should consider Next One as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think, again, I think that investors ought to look at, you know, that we're basically in some ways, you know, have just in the last year started to build out, you know, the media platform. And, again, you know, we're probably one of the biggest launches in the cable and satellite industry, and that, you know, we believe that we're on a path to profitability or break even, you know, minimally break even sometime in early to mid 2010, and then profitability, you know, will follow, and that, you know, the growth pattern, you know, is the growth pattern is one that is not instant, but it's steady. And everything that we do impacts, you know, sort of the total picture, so that as you watch the media revenues grow, what it's also allowing us to do is grow the transactional businesses, you know, both in the travel and real estate space. So I think it is, you know, I think, you know, you can look at the stock today, and I would say that when you look at the stock 6 months from now, it'll probably be at a different level than it is today. Definitely.
Well, we look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you for having me, Juan.
Thanks, Wendy.